Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast. This episode's all about discipline. Does it shape our children's future, or does it make them afraid of the dark? We're going to be right back after this. Hello and welcome. My name is Stefan Neff. I'm the host of this podcast, all about extreme discipline. And I'm going to tell you a little story from when I was a little kid, if you don't mind. This was a story about my parents, my father, disciplining me extremely. So as a child, I love making fires in our beautiful open fireplace. And this was back in 1983. Actually, my apologies, 1976. I was 7 years old, but I loved playing with matches. And my parents had a guest over in the living room, and I was just playing with matches in their bedroom. But they didn't know it. But I didn't think anything of it. All I knew was I love watching to strike matches. Striking matches for me was sort of this elusive dreamscape that I was in all the time when I would light a beautiful fire in our fireplace and watch the flames develop the wood and how it moved and shaped. Have you ever saw and seen a fire in a fire pit or whatever it may be in the wilderness? It has this magical movement of energy. And at that, when I was a little kid, that's what fascinated me the most, was different objects of the planet and how things work. Wind, I love wind and the fires, and I love the ocean and how things moved. So I was playing with matches in my parents' living room, and this was during the summertime. So extreme heat out in Vancouver, British Columbia. But what I can tell you was I struck a match, and then what I did was I put the match in the whole pack. The whole pack lit on fire, and I freaked out. In the era, 7 years old, you don't know, and you don't feel anything. You just go, oh. So what I did was I thought I could put it out by putting a blanket on top of it and then stomping on it. And then so I ran to the living room and sat on the floor quietly. And my parents were continuing talking and having a conversation with our neighbor that was over for a visit. But as the smoke was billowing up, I smelt it. I could smell it throughout the house. My parents were like, "What's that smell of smoke?" And they're looking at me, and I shrugged my shoulders, denying everything, because I didn't want to get in trouble, because I knew what happened when I got in trouble. Because my father was a disciplinarian. He was so strict, and he always carried a belt around his waist. So they smelled smoke, and they came running all over the house, and they went into their bedroom, and the whole bed was on fire. And my father grabbed the mattress and threw it outside with a vengeance of this man on a mission of saving his family. But then after the fire was put out, and then they come and they're standing right in front of me. "Were you playing with matches, son?" And I said, maybe. "Why were you playing with matches?" "Well, I can light fires in the fire pit, in the fireplace. What's wrong with playing with matches?" And I didn't know any better. And my father was like, "What are you thinking, son? You could have burned down the house. You don't know what fire is all about. It could ruin this whole house. Ruin my life." I was like, Oh, I'm sorry. With this look on my face, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean for the fire to catch on fire and cause this problems. Well, he said to me, you know what? It's your punishment time. And I knew it because I've been punished before. But this was extreme. He pulled his belt off and started to whip my ass. And he was so mad, he could see this furious red face of his in this furious anger. And I remember when I was a kid, I was screaming, no, no more. I looked in his face, was so powerful. That was a thought that my time on this planet was finished. And by finished means end, I thought I was going to die. Because I was in so much pain from this extreme discipline. So my question is, did this harm my confidence or make me stronger? Well, I tell you the truth. Living up this life until about 5 or 6 years ago, it made me cold and disconnected. And at that time, I was disconnected from my parents. I didn't want to talk to my father. I didn't want to talk to my mother because she didn't protect me and he hurt me. I truly believe that care and pure love, and this is now, I'm talking about now, I truly believe that true care and love towards our children is the key to their abundance towards the future that will shape their lives to come. This was a moment in my life that and this was just a few years ago, that I actually realized, and I have children of my own, that I've truly realized that discipline doesn't work. Because when we discipline our children, that means it's our angry. That's our anger in ourselves about something they have done. It doesn't shape them. It doesn't help them. It doesn't guide them. And only harms their confidence and their care for others. Because all they feel is pain. I truly believe that harsh or extreme discipline in any fashion, touching your child with violence, doesn't solve anything. My parents didn't know how to communicate, didn't know how to deal with, didn't know how to guide. But with that lesson now, I truly understand by communicating and guiding our teenagers and our kids to abundance in their life is the key to their success. So I highly recommend to everyone, stop punishing your kids for no reason. You can communicate directly with them. And I have stories upon stories about being disciplined and it not working. There was this one time that I remember that my parents found out that I was wetting the bed. Well, I tell you, that was one of the most painful moments of my life because I got in trouble for it. I was ashamed. Yes, I didn't get punished with a belt or anything, but I got punished in verbally by mentally damaging my thoughts by saying, why are you wetting the bed? You're a big boy now. And I truly believe that things in the past of those kind of extreme punishment was creating this nervousness and this anxious feeling in me. And I was always teased about that, even by my brothers, especially people in school. So extreme punishment, even if it's verbal, mental abuse, doesn't solve anything. So create this bond and connection. connection with your teens that can enhance their life and create joy every day. Because I believe that joy in kids' life and your family life is the most important part of life. Because if we don't have joy, what do we have? We have coldness. So let's peer happiness within our family lives. So I'll be right back with a recap of this podcast. I'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. We're going to do a little bit of a recap, and then I'm going to talk about our program that we have, if you don't mind. So the recap was, does extreme discipline help shape our children's future? No, I truly believe it does not. I think it damages, harms children's minds, their creativity, their confidence, their well-being in life. So does playing with matches create problems in a children's life? No, because you can create and guide children to teach them where they can, or guide them where they can light the matches. Does using a belt or extreme punishment? No. As I said, screaming in pain and thinking my life was over didn't help. So within our program, we have a parenting program that really helps people in situations where they're unable to guide their children or their teenagers in the path of abundance. Because I truly believe the path of abundance is the future of this world. Happiness and consciousness and creating joy, fulfilling, purposeful lives. So our program is an online program, and it's within this format. You can sign up. And we also have a one-on-one sessions that you guys can really, and we can dive in and create a program directly for you. So I'm really thankful for all of you for listening to this podcast. I'm so happy and grateful that you took the time in your life to create happiness. And we're out. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.